I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to keep with podcasts. I know sometimes I do talks with YouTube, or if I'm going to just stick with Podbeam. I went from SoundCloud to Podbeam. Probably if I just stick with something, it'll work. but I tend to go in and out of discussion. So this is just honestly, if anything, a good way for me to get things off my chest. As most people, we need something to release things out of our brain. And I guess this is it for me. So I don't know, these are just as much for me as they are sharing with you. You might hear my cat in the background. He's pretty upset. He's only eaten like 12 breakfasts, and I have to get him some like good quality stuff though. I usually make his food, so I have to go to the store and get him some stuff to make it. So he can get all his little nutrients and vitamins. Here we are on a Monday. I always try to work with things that stick out. So this is going to be a short topic. This is really just about a moment of let's think about what's going on here. Which you can take to so many levels. But for today, we're going to keep it as food. Where does your food come from? Where does all of our food come from? And do you really know where your food comes from? There have been lots of reports. You can Google any of this stuff in regards to labels, organic versus not organic, non-GMO, pesticides free, local. And so if you know me, I always say best bet always is local first, because you may know farmers who make local food and cannot pay or choose to not pay for the labels of organic, but they may be growing non-GMO food from organic natural seeds that do not have any pesticides. And then you may have corporations, as they always do, they buy in and pay for labels. But then if you actually read the ingredients on the food, you will see that there is some stuff that is not natural or organic in there. They can claim what they want, but certain stuff, you can't pronounce it and it ain't from Mother Earth and it ain't natural. Honestly, that's really all I have today, because this conversation can go so deep. It can dive so far. But it really is just knowing where our food comes from. It doesn't have to be complicated. It just has to be that awareness of, let me be conscientious when I'm shopping. My goal over the past year or so has been, and you may have seen some me kind of playing around with food and things on YouTube or on Instagram, but it's really moving from processed foods to buying as much and making from scratch as much as I can or able possible to. It's honestly, I would like to say the complicated part sometimes is just baking. Baking took me a while, but it's coming out pretty good. Cooking itself, soups and stews and things, you can kind of fix those things as they go. Lots of salads, fresh stuff, because I've been doing the vegan thing. It's just really, I kind of started moving towards that direction for various reasons. And when I have animals myself and pets who I love and care for, and yes, I have to buy them other products. So I choose to try to do my best to get local things for them too. And I give my cat his broth, buying local or organic meat, being able to call or go and visit the farms. These places are actually seeing what they're doing with the animals, actually seeing what they're feeding these things. And then for myself, I love a good farmer's market. I do go to local shops that still support local. If it's a holiday or something, sometimes it gets a little more complicated. I just have to prepare, which is just me taking the time to prepare, which is what my Mondays are normally for. Prepare for the week, figure out meals for the week, figure out all these things going on. And there we go again. There's always a sound. Oh, goodness. I'm so bad about that. But also, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's just, it's really actually is preparation. It's taking time to make the time to prepare. It's almost like meal planning. You know, we have this, what was that yesterday? I was with friends and we're like, everything's quick. Everything in America is fast. But I love the slowdown. I am really enjoying it. I will be honest, me and my friend this weekend went out and did a little drive down the lake piers to slow down and just enjoy nature and have some food. And I mean, you don't have to prepare every little minute, but it's that slowdown. And we had to prepare, where were we going to an extent? How do we have money to get there? Then slowing down when we got there. Same with food. It's looking at the budget for the week, maybe, but then buying. And this is where I think people forget. So we pay for these meal plans that seem like a good deal, and some of them are. We pay for because it's, well, it might cost the same to make this meal than just buying it, blase, blase. But we forget to think about that too. Unless you're like one or two people in a household, if you have a family or friends are coming over, I mean, the cost really does. It's when you make things at home, you're saving so much more money. Instead of buying salsa, if you buy these tomatoes, can them or have them to make fresh salsa, you know, once every few days or something, way more, I mean, it's going to have more nutrients most likely, because if you're freezing or canning or whatever, and you're going to be able to make a larger volume. For the price that I get one jar of salsa, if I go to a farmer's, like the other day I was out, this is last couple weeks ago, I was in Vermilion. The amount of tomatoes I got was less than a jar of salsa. And I had enough to make salsa. I still have tomatoes. And this is a couple weeks later to make salsa, or a week, or yeah, a couple weeks later. So, I mean, it really is, you gotta look at that amount. And you can then reuse containers, reuse cans, or glass jars, and make your new salsa. Can it. It'll stay. Put it in the, you know, wherever you put your canning goods. And the flavors are just going to mesh and mix. And that onion is going to go further. That cilantro. Cilantro is so cheap. And it, you get like just huge amounts of it. So I could just go in every direction with this conversation, really. And I get, I'm just feeling some sort of way today anyways. But let's stop there. Let's just think about that and that awareness. It's really just that simple question of, where is my food coming from? Even if you are still buying from grocery store, where do they get that? Where is the factory? What is in it? What else does that factory make? It sounds like a lot of work, but it's really not. The internet really allows the time cut down for that. So let's go off into the week. Let's take a moment to breathe, maybe 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, to look at our budgets, look at our bank accounts, see where we're at, and then start looking. And to also these ingredients. So the day that I bought all those tomatoes, I also was able to use that, those same group of tomatoes, to make tomato sauce. So I had pasta sauce, salsa. I ate some of them just as is. And then I shared some of the ingredients with my animals. So spending at the farmer's market, I kid you not, I don't even know if I spent $10, not even. I think it was like $5 or $6. I had food, and I live with my parents, there's three of us, for now almost 2 weeks or so. So it's really just taking that time to spend. And it's such a wonderful way to relax and add stress relief and communicate and share an experience with other people. When I'm cooking and crafting and making things, I'm bonding with my parents. If they're drinking coffee or having a sip of wine or making food too, it's a whole thing. It's the whole part of life. It's beautiful. Let's not forget that.